Perry, what are you drinking?
Sam Adams Boston Lager in honor of the
Oh, Boston
nice.
Lager.
Shut the fuck up, Jay.
Gotta get the
No.
Boston Lager. Gotta get my Dunkin'.
Feel like Skype right now is like POV, we're in the Hunger Games, and Perry is like
Oh, I
Paris
Perry's
crushed
bottom half is camouflage.
Ouija. I took myself out of together mode because I didn't want to deal with that. You're free to watch me speak to you from the amphitheater, however. Anyways.
More like,
yeah.
no, I can't think of it. Never mind. I can't think of it. I
No,
can't think of
finish
anything.
it,
Never
you
mind.
coward.
No, please do.
Jake, we're not starting the episode until you finish the joke.
Okay.
Jake, you can't just
More
start something
like,
like that, not
yeah.
finish.
Oh, God.
Ampistanders right
yeah.
there.
This sucks.
With the assist from Max, with the appist from
Nice.
Max.
Nice assist.
Ampetits. I don't know.
Ampis theater?
Amptits theater, yeah.
MILF tits theater.
We've gone somewhere with this.
I was also gonna try to make Ampeth the cyber work.
So was I. I was that was what I was
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
Ansel
When you
piss theater.
try your
So
best.
anyways, the torrential rain slams against the outside of the highly eccentric liability lockdown as if fired from a spellcaster. The wind pushing it along, forming occasional
Oh, it's
walls.
called hell.
Yeah.
We're in hell again.
Again.
Wait, where's Big's mom?
You haven't seen her yet. Forming occasional walls of rain so dense you can't see through them. All of you from inside in your various positions, dripping wet, battered, and bloody, are
Oh.
accompanied by a constant roar as the downpour rages against the structures that hold you. Big, Brenda, and Maureen are huddled just inside the outer walls of hell with what remains of the Archangels and Jimbo. Alice the guard is long gone, searching desperately through the facility for some way to escape the colossal terror that has torn you all apart. Ansel crouches in the dark of one of Cyberus's heads, swallowed and moving deeper and deeper in as time passes. The only light, the flickering, dying sparks from the pieces of Manny the Mannequin's mangled form. Glunkus.
Ansel really
Oh
do be
God.
the throat goat, huh?
Jesus Christ. I really
Mangled.
had some dramatic
Mangled them.
momentum going, and you ripped me right
I've
out
been
of
waiting to say that for 4 weeks.
Oh my God.
Wasted no time.
Mangled the mannequin.
Glunkus. Nope, that's not it. Here we go. That is how it starts, but that was the wrong one. Glunkus stands steadfast in the cacophonous rain, punctuated by aching groans and snapping wires as the tower hanging from the massive hovering canopy of the prison threatens to plummet to unknown depths below from Cyberus's onslaught. All three heads now stare at you, Glunkus, although their immense size means that the middle one occupies the entire shattered window of the control room you occupy, while the corpses of the guards you dispatched earlier litter the room. White hot metal screeches in the rain as it drips off the head directly confronting you, molten plates of armor careening down and instantly turning the puddles below into white hot jets of steam. Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome into the Gridge.
I'm in the
Like,
mouth
welcome to
of
our
Dragon.
funeral.
This place is actually called Hell. Weird. That's a weird coincidence.
Mouth of Dragon.
So crazy.
Ansel, you should get out of there.
What?
Yeah, Ansel, have you considered not being eaten?
For
Just a
once.
thought.
Just once.
We've all had our fun, but I think it's time to stop dying.
That's really funny that you say
that
that
feel when you
because
stop dying.
At the top of the order is Cyberus.
Shit.
Oh, I thought it was going to be me
No.
and I got excited.
The immense middle head rears back Glunkus, preparing for another strike. But as it gets 20, 30, 40 feet away, ready to zoom back at you, it freezes, pausing. And nothing happens. Ansel, it's your turn. You are
ominous.
Inside of one of the heads. You do feel yourself kind of slipping backwards.
Do I have any concept? Like, does this motherfucker have stomach acid? Like, what's really the big deal if I slide
in? You are not taking damage, but you are being pulled deeper and deeper in, farther away from the entrance.
There's another end. Oh, it probably doesn't have an asshole. Does it have... It's a robot. Does it have a robo-asshole?
Make an intelligence
check.
Can I make
an asshole check?
Can't wait for that one on the out of context Twitter.
Yeah.
Robo asshole.
I think Ansel should get advantage on asshole related checks.
No, absolutely not.
And I mean, why do you think that?
Have you seen his asshole. Dump truck?
He is canonically the only Grudge character with a dump truck.
That sucks.
Damn.
At least the only Gru member.
That's, yeah. I assume that's what you meant.
Right.
Remember.
That's a three.
The only way out is back the way you came.
Oh, no. Wow.
At this point, it is 15 feet away from you.
How does this robot take a cyber dump then? I don't understand.
That's one.
No.
No, he says. He just disagrees.
If it was a bad one, it doesn't count.
Oh, it still counts. You wasted it.
I don't think so.
So okay.
You can't censor me on this podcast, Barry Hero.
This is cancel culture run amok.
Yeah.
Perry is the one that holds the keys to our life.
Yeah, but Perry.
So, as I've learned many times after pissing off Perry.
So, can I just, like, crawl out? Like, what's the deal with that?
So, you can use half your movement, but... And I'll give you this for free. You can't really find a way to pry it open. It's too heavy for that. But you do see, as you... You know, crawl along here. You're crawling along some more wires, and you know, there's a couple gears, things like that. So there seems to be some more.
Can I just rip gears out as I go? I just want to rip as many wires out as I can as I'm crawling.
Go ahead and make an attack roll for me.
Okay.
It is a lower AC since you are now inside of it.
I hope so.
Maybe Ansel's doing like the classic cartoon thing, right?
Yes.
Of being small and in a big thing, and you know.
So that's 23 with my rapier.
That'll do it.
So am I just
roll a d4 and add dex. I'll be generous and not say strength.
I'm finding the nooks and crannies to show it into.
Yep. It's sleight of hand type stuff.
That is six.
Okay. It takes more than six damage. How much you can't quite tell.
More than six.
I will let you do that for all your attacks if you'd like.
Sexy. Having three attacks is a hot trait, I have
to
say.
It's wild.
That's a natural 20.
Ooh, hachi machi. Double the dice, baby.
Call that a...
What do you call it, Jake?
Natural 20.
Good job. I'm so proud.
I'm really hitting them. I'm really hitting them all.
You nailed it, frankly.
Trying to figure out if you would let me do a menacing attack from inside this little guy's throat. Probably not.
I'm going
to
call him a little guy.
Because it can't see or hear you in there.
What if it? I just started screaming. What if the inside of your throat was shaking? Because there's a little guy. I feel like if
someone was. No, I'm
go
not.
As a friend here, you're not gonna menace this thing from in here.
No, I also don't want to. Definitely want to know what you were gonna say. Damage right now. I want them,
Kayla, I desperately want to know what you were gonna say.
I assume it has to be about.
I was.
We got a lot going on. Kayla, you've been waiting patiently. What did you
Sorry.
Say?
I was going to say that if someone was inside of me, I think I'd be able to hear that's them. What you... But then I thought, perhaps I should not say that. This is a family show. Even though I didn't mean it like that when I originally thought
it. It is neither of these things. Max, back to you.
Yep. That's 12 damage.
Hachi machi. You do hear, you know, the various pieces around you shudder and seize up for a moment as you rip some stuff out. So that was a big boy.
And then I have one more attack yet.
Son of a bitch. You sure do. That's I will say right. You have started to light it up a little bit more in here as there's some, you know, exposed live wires and such, which is maybe not the safest place for you to be, but
Ansel doesn't know how electricity works. Ansel kind of, like, I think technically he's picked up on some of this stuff, but he kind of functions the same way Captain America does in the Avengers movie, where he's like, it appears to run on some form of electricity. That's kind of where Ansel's at.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 16. 1-6.
That will do it. From your position, at least.
And that is another 8 damage.
Hot dog. Is that, what is that, 4 plus 4?
3 plus 5.
Hachi machi.
I have a maxed out dex score. You can't hit this little guy.
Christ. That brings us to the Admiral.
It's like a greased pig.
So now, everyone huddled in the door here. Almost all of your turns happen, you know, one after another. So if you would like, you can take some time and strategize. And then next round, you can go do stuff. And, you know, you can talk as a group and think things out. Or you can just rush into it and go. Yeah. So right now is, I guess, yeah. Which would you prefer? You want to take a breather and talk, or?
Yeah.
Strategically.
Yeah.
All right. So we are momentarily pausing. I will give you guys some warnings when time's starting to wrap up for this. Shit. The three of you can strategize.
Question.
Yeah.
Question. Do we know where Ansel and Glunkus are?
Yes. Okay. I think at least someone saw Ansel get swallowed, and Glunkus has been up in the tower the entire time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Maureen saw Glunkus get swallowed.
Yeah. And you were texting him. Maureen was texting him, at least. Yeah.
I was texting Glunkus. And
Ansel does have Brenda's phone also.
Oh, no.
Does he? I thought the robot
Right,
had
but
phone.
The robot got chewed up, and Ansel caught your phone. That's right.
No, Ansel's.
Wow.
Oh.
Can I use? Dope. Can I use?
Well, but we don't know that. I suppose.
What'd you say?
Can I use this opportunity to enter Glunkus's Ultra Instinct?
Yes. Sure. Yeah.
He gains 10 ninth level spell slots and 4,000 hit points.
Yes. Whoa.
I hope that's okay.
Yep.
Huh?
Hell yeah.
Huh?
Well, like,
okay.
Yeah.
Goku Glunkus. Huh?
Nice. That's, yeah, there we go. The first.
Is this real?
No. Of course
not. Absolutely fucking not.
Not to the last
episode. You had
you
the spell slots. I was ready to believe you had something that gave you spell
slots. Yeah.
But hit points oversold it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Hello. How's everyone doing? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Not great. I think I'm going to. I'm giving up on the computer and hacking it, because even when I was successful hacking it, it only held it for like one turn, and then I'd have to keep re-rolling well, which is not what I'm good at. So I'm probably just going to run past the computer room, shoot it, hope that does something, and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
In Godzilla, it worked, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, does anyone have any...
And we know Brenda has watched Godzilla.
Yeah.
So that's my plan.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. Maureen, did Glocka say whether he was coming down or not? I know you texted him.
No, he didn't say anything.
Okay, stubborn little man. And Ansel's probably alive, right? Like,
we... I mean, Ansel's been eaten before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he's fine. You actually, Big, as you say that, you hear a horrific just... and Ansel, this thing opens up its jaw and spits you out back into the corner.
Oh, shit.
Nice. You had just torn the inside of it up so much that it had to get you out of there. The pieces of Manny also kind of litter the ground next to you. You are prone, but you are no longer inside of it as its mouth kind of hangs open loosely, some pneumatic fluids and oils and other stuff like dribbling out.
Wow, we willed that
back to you guys.
Willed that into existence. Oh God! Wait, do we see that happening? Like, are there windows?
Yes. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's clear glass doors.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah. But okay, I guess we don't need to strategize that part. Good job, Ansel.
Equals four.
Good job not being eaten again. I don't even know if giant robot things can actually eat, but good job not being it. You were in there for that long to find that out?
you guys have about 30 more seconds to strategize. Okay. Before.
Now, how do we get Glunkus? Can we get that tower to throw him up? Is that possible?
I don't think he's going to leave.
But what if we ask really, really nicely?
I think we're beyond that.
What if I volunteer to, like, shit my pants, like, willingly?
No, I don't think that's going to do anything. I think it's just going to make Glunkus laugh. But that's it.
Okay. Brenda, can you make that tower, like, can you hit a button and make that tower, like, come to the ground? Or is it just permanently like that? Is it not an elevator?
I really don't think that is the best strategy.
So let's do a heist.
It's about now that
let's steal Glunkus from the tower.
Sliding back into things, and that's going to take us up to Glunkus.
All right. Did I see Ansel get?
Make a perception check for me, real quick.
Thirteen.
Yeah. Sure. Caught it out of the peripheral.
All right. Okay, so can you paint me a word picture of what Glunkus sees?
So right you now? See shattered glass, broken console, bodies all over the place. You're almost swinging in the wind now. And there is the one head that is kind of drawn away from you, but it froze. That is the one that you have heat metal on. The other two heads, one hasn't really done much. It's still kind of like hovering menacingly over on the... on your right, and then the head to your left is the one that's it's still kind of bent over, coughing up Ansel and other miscellaneous bits.
Okay. So the one that I have heat metal on is frozen.
Yeah, it's just standing there. It does. It seems to be almost looking through you, not even at you.
So here's a mechanical question for you.
Okay.
If I stay up here, will you let me prepare my reaction to be able to jump off of the tower if I sense it's going to attack me? Like, do I have that sort of reaction time?
I will say, since you are in front of a shattered window and you have probably several means to get down, yes, I will allow you to hop out as a reaction, but that will be hopping out towards this thing, just so you know.
Okay.
But yes, that'll work.
Okay.
So what you got for your regular
turn? Sorry, let me... I have an idea.
Oh, Lord.
See, here's the problem is that I know that Perry doesn't want us to keep fighting this giant snake.
Oh, I get, Glunkus I get, doesn't no, fight, care. Please.
Well, but that wasn't your original intention.
Oh, but it was yours.
Glunkus, yeah, can't you just jump out the window like a normal person?
Hey guys, we took a break. I also adapted this now, so
what is that?
Who knows what I've got going on up my sleeve.
Well, so when Perry originally made this fight, we weren't supposed to keep fighting it. But then when we told Perry we were going to keep doing it.
I mean, I certainly didn't want to keep fighting it. I certainly didn't want to keep fighting it, but you know.
Yeah, those bitches too powerful.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm going to stay up here and I am going to, for my bonus action, cast the heat metal damage.
Yep. And that just beefs this guy, I believe, is what I made the call. So go ahead and roll damage.
Yeah, so it's 8d6.
Woof.
So 29 fire damage.
Holy shit.
And then it gets that disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks. And then for my main... attack, my main action, I'm going to cast Mirror Image on myself.
Ooh.
Yeah, just to spice things up.
Yeah. So I believe it's two other Glunkuses just kind of vroom, vroom,
yes,
appear next to him and start to mimic his movements. The funny thing about heat metal is, you know, pieces of armor are still falling off, but as they fall, they slow and they begin to hang. Just floating, suspended in the air before they hit the ground.
I don't like that.
And that actually brings us back up to Cybrus's turn. And those molten, hot bits of metal that are hanging in the air, sizzling in the rain, just kind of streak back up and begin spinning around its head faster and faster in a circle. They flatten out and begin to spin so fast that it's just one continuous ring of fire sprouted over its head. A crown, if you will. And a familiar voice, an old one, but a familiar one.
Oh no.
Calls out to you.
Oh no.
Fuck.
And you all hear this.
Shit.
Not over any sort of speaker, but in your minds.
I've been waiting a long time to see you all again. You made my life hell, and I already lived there. I'm going to enjoy this.
Is that Ricardo, my man Ricardo?
Back.
Who are
is that
you?
My man Excuse Ricardo. Me.
Who are you?
Yep.
How pissed would you be if I didn't remember who he was then?
You can find out. So for Cybrus's turn,
he has two snakes now.
What's my snake game again?
So that's going to Glunkus. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
Bet you fucking do.
We didn't sleep, did we? No,
certainly not.
We never do.
Fuck.
That's a nat one.
Oh, no. Okay.
No.
So here are the choices that are now presented to you. You can take the just straight 132 lightning damage, or I can roll 24d10. Dealer's choice. Hmm.
I'm trying to think of my risk reward for this.
Right.
Because if... So you said it's 24d10?
That is correct. Because you got a nat 1, so it's going to double it.
So you could take 24 damage, but you could also take...
Yeah, unfortunately... Yeah, I'll take the 100 and whatever, because that means that I can still be resurrected.
That is 132 points of lightning damage to you, Glunkus. And you know what? Yeah. You know what? I'll cut it down to a flat 100, because you're sort of hidden behind a window.
All right, thank you.
What do you mean by resurrected? Who here do you think can perform a resurrection? Other than you.
Well, here's the thing. If I would have taken the roll, the natural roll, there would be a chance that he would kill me outright. Like, fully killed. Mm. This just puts me to zero.
Yeah. That's smart. So Max, to answer your question, Ricardo seems to be in control, but you have seen this use a lightning attack before.
So does the mirror image not take into account?
Not because, since this is a save, no. If it had made an attack...
Each time a creature targets you with an attack. So, until the spell ends, the duplicates move around you and mimic your actions, shifting positions, so it's impossible to track which image is real.
Right. The issue is, this is a 20-foot wide beam. So...
Right.
Unless Glunkus is huge... I think. All right.
Glunkus, but he's huge.
I'll tell you what.
I missed that. You cut out.
So mirror image gives you, like, they have to roll to see if they hit one of the mirror images, correct?
No. When I get attacked, I roll, and if it's over a certain limit, then it expends one of the mirror images.
Okay. So yeah. A similar idea. It is It is an attack against an area, not necessarily against you. So the way mirror image, the way I've always thought it works is, since they can't tell which one is which, they're basically taking a guess and hitting it. And, it, you know, if your roll works off, they hit the mirror image and it goes away. This hits all three of you at once.
Okay. I mean, you're DM.
I will say, this is an insane amount of energy. Magical or otherwise, that has just struck your body. Roll a d100 for me.
Oh no. See, I don't like how that sounds.
Hmm. Let's see. It's 2. Right.
Don't like this.
For a brief split moment, as your world is just pain and crackling white energy, a third eye appears on your forehead, and you have advantage on wisdom checks for the next minute. But unfortunately, great. I believe you do pass out.
Yes.
Right.
Brilliant. Okay.
You're having really smart dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you dream when you're dead. So.
Well, you're just passed out.
Oh, I guess.
And the head that just spits you out, Ansel, is going to try and attack you. It's not great. So that's going to be 19. You roll out of the way, no problem. The third head is going to start to look around for people, but it doesn't see anyone quite yet. So, that is going to take us to Ansel. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I will say, you all maybe didn't see the lightning, but you know how when it's really bright so everything else seems dark for a second? You all caught that. Ansel, you certainly saw the lightning just pretty much blast through the top of this tower, clean out the other side.
Yes.
We have to, I mean, ideally, but we have to pick up Glunkus. Well, I don't think it would be like us to not at least check.
You see them just inside the doors outside of this courtyard. You can, if you dash, get to all of them right away. And Ansel rushes up. Yeah. Unfortunately, it does get a legendary action, which it will use to try and yoink ya. Dirty 20. All right, you run, and you spoke too soon. You take 21 bludgeoning damage as this thing just whams the bottom of its chin down into you. However, you do hobble inside afterwards.
Train?
Yeah.
Trainy?
Yeah, sorry.
That's the Deus Ex Machina I was planning.
Yeah. All I heard was like a grunt through the vents before you said that, Max.
And you hobble into the door barely, and as you make it in, this one head just like menacingly kind of weaves around the door. Not attacking you guys, but like trapping you in there. So that takes us to Big. Again, all of the cyber besties are here if you guys would like to ask them anything.
Oh, did anyone see that massive, like, just burst of something and hear that loud noise?
Yeah, I think it was a train.
Yes, I believe it was Mr. a train attack.
Yeah. Mr. Train is coming back to the physical realm to take my soul.
Well, remember how he was in train purgatory?
Oh no.
Glunkus is going to train purgatory.
You will answer for your crime before the train tribunal.
Oh man.
The Admiral chimes in and says, I believe that was the lightning attack of Cybris. There's not a high chance that your friend up there is still standing. I'm worried that he may not be breathing.
Oh, God. Oh, no. We have to get to him then, or someone has to get me to him.
Big, it is your turn right now.
Yeah. Maureen, can you throw me up to the tower?
I mean, based on where we are, no. I don't think God. So.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, we can't just leave him here.
Oh, yeah, I know. We can't just leave him there. I don't know, Big. I'm panicking.
Someone come with me. I'm going to go to the tower.
Okay, Big, you take off. Are you dashing or just walking and using your action to do something else?
Dashing.
All right, you get to the middle of this courtyard where it's the big hole that leads down, and you're about 60 feet under the tower now.
Yeah.
That brings us to Maureen, your turn.
I'm going to dash after Big.
Okay. You're right next to him. Manny already rolled his death saving throw. Brenda, that's you.
I'm going to run back to where the computer is. So, we established last time that the only thing I was able to do, like, on the computer was, like, hack, and a successful hack shut down one head. There was no, like, stop it button.
Not that you had seen, no.
Yeah. gonna electrocute the computer.
Okay. I think you might have tried this one already, though.
I did not try to break the computer yet, no.
All right.
Okay. I didn't.
Go ahead.
I swear to God, I did not. I didn't do it. I did not hit her. I did not.
Were you shocking grasp or something?
So I have to roll an attempt. Yeah. Would it be better if I just punched it? What kind of computer is this? Paint me a word picture of what this computer looks like. It
is sleek and black and very angular. The back starts very slim and ends up probably about an inch thick towards the bottom. It's on a nice elbow, like arm kind of thing, on a rolling cart so that they can move it around this room easily to deal with the angels.
So it's like a laptop?
No, it's a whole, like, PC. It's got a long sort of cord that connects it to the wall, so it's got room to move. The cart is like the tower of it.
Why couldn't I just unplug it? I'm gonna electrocute it. Well, should I unplug it?
I know, your time's running out.
Can I do both?
Yes.
Unplugging only
yes.
takes a second.
Yes.
Only
takes yes. A second. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm doing
yes.
both. Okay. I have to find a die. What is it? A D4?
Mm-hmm.
D8. Oh, wait. Huh? Oh. Wait. Okay. I rolled it 19, 23.
All right.
Good year.
You,
Does the computer take
yes,
a hit at 23?
You do successfully electrocute the computer. It bursts and begins to smoke and crackle. You've electrocuted it.
I also unplug it. I also unplug it.
And when you unplug it, nothing happens because you did sort of fry it already.
Well, I just wanted to be sure. I mean, yeah, that's fair. All.
Yep. So that's going to be Brenda's turn. That will take us back to Glunkus. I do need you to make me a death saving throw, please.
11.
Mark down one success.
Nice.
You cling on to life. That brings us back up to Cyberus. Where did I put the tower's health? That's the one I forgot to... Here it is. Not a lot. Ansel, if it's zero, the tower falls. No, the big guard tower that Glunkus is in. I did. Yes, you're right. I should have chosen better words. You're right.
And for that, I think Ansel should get advantage.
No.
Because it's not his fault that you use bad words.
I love the bartering that goes on.
Ricardo.
Inspiration point. That's all. Sorry.
Rears back. And specifically just... Glunkus, you don't hear this because you're passed out. He's like,
Glunkus, you... Yeah. You humiliated me. You beat my game, freed my minions, and now you will die.
And as it goes to ram this middle head into the tower, a big boom of thunder and a lightning strike hit it further back on the body, and the energy travels up and sends a spasm through this middle head, which at the last second veers out of the way and collides with the head on the left.
Oh, shit.
Wait, huh?
It hit itself.
I'm confused.
It hit itself because he got a nat 1.
How? Why?
Nice.
Trying to hit a stationary target. Like,
I just thought it was like fighting itself.
No.
I got excited.
All right, the heads kind of collide, and there's a as they scrape against each other, and it doesn't sound great.
Do it again.
Isabel?
Damn.
The middle head, or the head on the left, looks at you two, Maureen and Big, and neither of you have implants, correct?
What does that mean?
Like the implants from just the beginning of the arc? No.
No.
I do not correct. Have any. No. Hello?
And then the one that has been harassing Ansel is going to go for, we'll say Maureen, you're bigger.
Okay.
Does an 18 hit?
yes. Oh, no, it doesn't actually.
All right. You're able to dodge out of the way and you see it coming. So you kind of push Big out of the way as well as this thing like,
Big, watch out!
Slams towards you. And then
oh, gosh.
And that's going to bring us to Ansel. You barely made it to everyone else, and then all of the Gru dipped. So it's you and the Cyber Besties. Brenda went to check the computer. So Brenda is further inside. But Big and Maureen ran back outside. Like you two like almost passed in the night.
You don't look so good.
Right. The reason he's never died is because he's a coward.
Damn.
Ooh!
True.
The Admiral kind of...
We have been. That's what we're currently doing.
I will say the Admiral does kind of look you over and you know, rip some pieces off of your jacket and stuff and bandage some wounds and then tie you in a splint so you are healed for 7 hit points as he does some first aid.
That feel when the robot undresses you and you feel better.
Admiral's like, he's like underrated, to be honest.
Absolutely.
You guys got here on a boat that sank, and then Glunkus kind of swam you on his back as he was a really big sperm whale.
Did we all learn about the escape pods, Perry?
Well. I think Glunkus did tell you guys about this. There is one escape pod kind of around the back. Probably not big enough for everyone, but it is there.
Hmm.
I just realized my upstairs neighbors are karaokeing.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Have
yes, you have heard about that. maybe a round just to sort of start flicking buttons. All right, you can get about halfway there this time. It's a ways into the compound towards the back, but you can get about halfway there. Unfortunately, as you get there, you do see that Alice is already in it, beginning that process.
Oh, that bitch.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the most normal thing Ansel's ever said.
You, did you ask them to? Then yes, absolutely. Yep, they all came with you. And I think, then yes, seeing this whole crowd, Alice kind of freezes and panics. She was really trying to cut and run before everyone saw. So she's no longer like trying to escape, but if she comes to her senses, you get the feeling that she's gonna leave you high and dry. You just see her. She's still about 40 feet away, unfortunately. Right. You will be able to do that in your next turn. Big, that's you.
What are Glunkus's whale friends doing right now?
They're just chilling because you told them, hey, wait, and I will give you a signal to bring this place to the ground. So they're just sort of waiting for a signal.
Okay.
What, is it my turn, you said?
It is your turn.
How far away is the tower?
About 60 feet straight in the air.
Oh, it's in the air. That's right. Jesus. Like, there's not, like, anything we can do to get off. Oh, God. I should have thought this through, Maureen.
Yeah. I was like, maybe. I'm gonna get there and throw him.
I don't know how to...
Well, Maureen, tie Big to one of your arrows and shoot him up with your crossbow.
Wait, what do you want to do?
I'm only half joking. Tie Big to one of your arrows and shoot him up there.
I think Big probably weighs too much for that to be something that would work.
Yeah.
But could he climb the rope up?
Yeah, we got a rope there, right?
Could you do like a zip line?
Am I anywhere near them, Perry?
No one's anywhere close to anyone else except for these two. Because you are inside the first layer of rooms, Brenda. Ansel has run like into the second layer and around the back.
Is there any water anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of puddles just lying around. Okay. It's so rainy.
No. All I have are healing spells, not magic spells.
You only have healing spells? Ugh.
Pretty much.
What if I use Wind Wall and try to push him up? No, he probably weighs too much, right?
Cut off my arms and legs.
What kind of armor do you have, Big?
I don't even know. I have no clue.
Probably heavy, I would assume.
Yeah. Big, I don't know what to do. I wasn't thinking.
I don't know what to do either, Maureen. I thought I would think of something by the time we got here.
All right, Big, what do you got? Four, three.
No, I don't get it.
Two.
I run back inside to think of a plan.
All right, you dash back inside immediately. And as you go, it's going to use its legendary action. A 27 is probably going to do it, huh?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'm certainly going to do it. Yeah.
And you hear Ricardo's voice in your head.
Oh, you I hate most of all.
No!
That's understandable.
And as it slams down into you for 15 damage, the ringing in your ears just, you hear.
And I fuck your mom.
Oh, no!
You are able to, as long as you're not KO'd, you do make it back inside.
Yeah, no, I'm not dead.
Wait, Ricardo's legendary action is just slamming into people?
It's to make another one of the attacks, yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's one of three I could take here.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, don't tempt the beast.
That's enough.
Just kidding, that was really cool and neat. Do that every
Maureen,
time.
Maureen, it is your turn.
Yeah, it sure is. So, there's like no... there's no way to get up there. I don't necessarily know where I could run from here. So... I guess I'm gonna run back after Big?
All right. You run back after Big. And Ricardo uses another legendary action to try and make a pancake.
Okay.
Marine pancake.
Okay.
12 is not gonna do it, though.
Nope.
So he just and sends up a wave of water on either side of you that kind of buffets you to the side, but you run unhindered.
Whoa!
That takes us to Brenda.
How far away am I from Maureen and Big?
You could get there. I have fudged so many distances at this point. You could get there in a turn.
Okay, I am going to go to them.
You are at them.
So, hi. Okay. So, here's the tea. If I were to conjure a water elemental who has to do whatever I say and then, like, handed it a cute healing potion and said, goodbye, go to Glunkus. Do we think that would work?
I mean, that sounds good to me, but I don't have approval here unless I just hijack this podcast right now. Kayla, I think that sounds good. Great, and I'll let you do it if you just do a...
Well, Brenda is the DM, so...
That's true.
I am the DM, so... Okay, well, so here... The only problem is... The water elemental rolls initiative of its own, so I don't know where in the order it's going to end up. Mm-hmm. And also, if I lose concentration, it will turn on us. But that seems like the least
concern at this point in time. Yeah, so we can take him. It's
fine. Okay. Hello? Okay, I am going to... I'm going to open the door a little bit, just so I have access to some water.
Go ahead.
I'm not going outside. And I'm going to conjure a water elemental.
What level spell is this?
5.
Roll an arcana check for me.
I hate that.
I'm walking out. I'm walking.
There it is.
Uh-oh, this episode has consequences.
Dick.
Consequences to my actions?
Oh, no. Oh, I need to. Oh.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
It was a nat one.
Oh my god.
Go ahead and roll a D100 for me, Kayla.
Oh my god.
Old Glunkus is gonna die.
Oh my god.
Which one?
We gotta rescue. We gotta go to hell again. Get Glunkus.
2d10s. Where? Huh? What do you mean 2d10s?
Like roll a d10 for the 10 spot and roll a d10 again for the 1 spot.
Okay. 33? Okay. Did I still use that spell slot?
It fizzles out. But the damage of the next damaging spell you cast will be maximized.
Who cares?
Well, Kayla, don't you have Fireball?
That's not gonna save your life, but yes.
Well, I mean, it would fuck up the robot, at least.
Not enough to bring you back
to life.
That does
bring us to Glunkus' turn. Speaking of life or death, please roll a death saving throw.
Yeah.
Mother.
Okay, we got another save.
One time I have a good idea.
That is 2 saves. And with that... We are going to end this episode.
This is a disaster.
This is a disaster for hell.
Every time I have a singular...
I feel like I literally said, oh no, like 6 times in this episode. Just out loud.